If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This is not a test.
He's killing it.
It went dark.
Okay. The screen. Yeah, I used to bring girls around the family more like willy-nilly, because when I grew up, like, bringing girls around wasn't that much of a big deal, because all my older cousins used to bring girls around.
Had hoes.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, like, that's like the cool thing to do, is to like bring a girl home to the family. And now, like, I'll never do that shit unless like I'm about to marry her.
Have you ever brought a girl home?
No, but that's my point. I used to bring girls.
No, when I was a kid. Not lately.
Right.
Since the show.
Yeah, kind of since the show. But barbecues and shit, I'll bring a girl because like I flew some girl out from LA or something. And I'm like, oh, my family.
I loved that. The one that lived in LA and she came.
Oh, yeah. But that was a girlfriend. I'm talking about, there have been a couple times where I'm just flying out like a weekend type of girl. And I'll be like, my family's having a barbecue. Do you want to come?
You're a flyer from LA to the barbecue?
Not for the barbecue.
Okay, baby.
That's a flex though. Like, crazy. Well, no, I went because I was flying them to Staten Island. There's nothing to do there except go to my aunt's house.
You were flying a girl from LA to Staten Island just to
all
see
the
you.
Time. I used to fly them from Canada.
Yeah, you did.
I'll fly a girl from fucking France to Staten Island.
Okay, tease on you.
To Staten Island. I have to spend no more. Staten Island was his aunt's house. Yeah. The pool.
Bless you.
God bless. Don't sneeze this one. Sneeze that one. No, excuse me. I don't give up. I don't care.
Yeah.
No, I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, spit in his mouth. Sienna's sick. Sorry.
I don't want to get Tino's.
Gino? His name is Nino.
Trust me, you're going to get me sick.
But yeah, no, not now, because now it's like when you walk into a family's house with a significant other, like all the people that a girl would have to meet, that's crazy, you know? You have to be. I'm not going to put anybody through that shit.
No.
You know?
Yeah. And you don't put yourself through that.
No.
It's too stressful. Then you have sex with her and you no longer feel anything.
Yeah. Sienna.
Sienna. Yeah. Bring Sienna as your coworker.
Yeah, I could bring her as like as a friend for sure. Yeah. Okay. But like then it's
so
like,
this
is Sienna.
Bring her to my house. What you mean, Nasa?
Are you sure you just don't want me? You're like luring her in to bring her to you?
No, okay, by the way.
So Uncle Nino's here. Uncle Nino's here, and you just brought up NASA, right? So, okay, I'm going to explain to you. So, this episode is called The Other Side of Nino, because everybody thinks that Uncle Nino is this, well, he is my crazy uncle, okay? But there's another side to Nino that like a lot of people don't know about besides the crazy shit. And one of my biggest like insults that I get is that, Vinny, you're going to be the next Uncle Nino. How does it feel to be an insult?
That, You should be
proud.
He's proud. Funny.
Fucking.
No, I know, but your name has become like the bar of like being horrible.
Crazy.
Yeah. Like Vinny, you're never gonna, because I'm single. So because I'm single, uh-huh. they're like, you're gonna be Uncle Nico.
And I'm single too.
You are single.
His wife isn't.
Yeah, no. I'm with this young lady for the past 23 years. We're not married.
How old is she?
It's my age.
Oh.
I can't say how old.
She was 60, but she was supposed to be 61, yeah. but she was sick for a year.
She's looking around Conino, and whoever knows me, she's the total opposite.
Right, so this is what we're going to talk about. All right, this is like the
This is like the spiritual
Uncle Nino episode.
I knew she was like Asian.
She's not Asian, but she's with the Asian culture. Though.
Yeah.
She's Buddhist. She's with the Asian. Eastern shit.
Yeah.
So
this is your aunt.
No, because they're not married. Wait. Hold up.
By infection.
So anyway, so the first part of that was your name is an insult. Secondly. When they say that I'm going to be like Uncle Nino,
yeah.
they make it seem – he's actually better than me.
Yeah.
They make it seem like, you know, you're going to be – because he gives off like creep. So – but really, I'm single, right? Uh-huh. Uncle Nino's always been in a relationship. How many times have you been married? Three?
Three times at least.
Right? He lost
Uncle
count.
Uncle Nino.
Yo.
He's slinging.
Relationship type of guy, which I'm not. So – if you're saying I'm going to be like Uncle Nino, you're saying that I'm going to be in a relationship. That's actually so.
That's what you want,
right? But I'm saying that I'm giving the world the real deal.
Got it. You're going to be happy with a cane in a baby girl.
So yeah, so he's married. He has a girlfriend. Whatever. He's like a relationship type of guy. And also, I don't. So besides that, I don't know what else I give off that makes me like. Have you ever been to the gym?
Yeah, I go. I go look around, I visit some friends, and I go back home.
Yeah. So he's never worked out. But we could not be more opposite. We're from the same family, but we're not even the same when it comes to relationships.
I work out outdoors. I do construction. I lift up stones. And I do
you
my
did
in the backyard.
40 years ago.
Yeah. That's what you did for work? Yeah. Construction?
Stonemason.
That's hot. Yeah.
He was good. He was good with his hands, for
That's
sure.
why you
I am still, I'm still
get
good
woman
with my
like
hands.
That.
Oh. Yeah, so his last wife or whatever you want to call her, she's found him outside like a lost puppy and she adopted him. She took him in. He was, what were you doing? Like begging for food or something? Didn't she find you outside?
No. I went to do a backyard. She wanted an estimate.
No.
Do a patio.
Weren't you doing someone else's yard?
Peter.
No. Oh, he was Peter. Doing Peter. Yeah.
And he told me there's a girl.
Friend of the family.
Right in the corner. Uh-huh. She wanted to see some work done and someone over there. She wasn't there.
So he went into her house. She wasn't there.
The
he did that a lot.
The next day she walks by and she goes, "Are you Nino?"
Speak and louder into the mic.
Very soft spoken girl. Very soft spoken.
She said, "Are you Nino?"
She goes, "You do such beautiful work. I love your work." She goes, "I live a few doors."
Uncle Nino, into the mic louder.
I live a few doors away. Would you come home house and I'll show you what I need to be done. I said, okay, so let's go now. She goes, no, now. I said, why not? She goes, I got to go home and chant now. So I'll come and chant with you. She goes,
his goal now.
Yeah. She had to go chant.
So I went over. So the next day I went over there. Peter.
Yeah.
Friends of the family. I said, Peter, this girl next door. Like, I was like, something about it that
some
I like.
You know, spiritual.
There's something that's it. Nino's all, please leave her alone. She's been alone for 17 years.
Yeah. Leave her alone. That's usually the response he gets.
You're going to destroy her life.
Leave her alone.
She lives life
alone. Usually it's leave me alone.
As a monk, you know, she chants, she meditates every day, she massages therapists. Please don't destroy her life. Please leave her alone. I said, Peter, shut the fuck up. And there's something bad. And next day I went there and I talked to her. And before you know it, I moved in with her.
This was 40 years ago?
No, this is not. 23 years ago.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So she found him outside, and they chanted together, whatever. And you could not be. This is what people don't know. Like, you could not be any more opposite than him. Like, she is like a monk. She's like spiritual. She's like an angel. When you talk to her, she's like these like blue eyes, and she like has this like peaceful aura to her, and she like meditates and shit. And you're nothing like that. You're a fucking crackhead. You're a crackhead.
I meditate.
Well, now you do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you do this whole other thing. Because he comes on, basically, she doesn't know who I am. He comes on the show and he's like, hey, I'm Uncle Nino in the fucking hose, blah, blah, blah. Give me a sandwich. But at home, he's like a little bihatch with this like chanting, meditating monk.
She's my soul. She's my...
Yeah. So what do you think brings you guys together? Because you're so opposite.
Well, first of all, when I moved in with her...
First of all, the free labor he gives her.
23 years ago, there was something about her. And I said, I'm back to Pete's house. It's Peter's. There's something about, please leave her alone. Please don't. I said, I got to go back there.
Yeah.
So I'm with her. So I had a bed back then. I'm still a bed back. But she said, you're moving with me. And I live alone. You could cook for me. You're a great cook, which I am.
Yeah.
And,
so you were like hired help.
And the sexy
help.
And I work.
He's like a pool boy. He's like a sexy pool boy.
I'll fix your back. I'll work on your back. So we're together. We're together for like 2 months. Now, one night.
Wait. When did you move in? Tell me it was like the next week.
About 3 months. 2 months. No. But a month later.
A month later?
After you met her.
Where were you living before then? I don't ever remember you. Did you have a house? He was with his other girl.
Yeah, it was
so he just finds women that take him in, basically.
Nino.
He found women that take
him in. I bet he was hot.
Again, opposite than me. I live on my own. No. Okay? Go ahead.
Hot? Forget about it.
You were hot. I know, I can tell.
Yeah.
So I'm with her for about 2 months now. And one night.
He was living at his other girlfriend's house. While he's with this girlfriend for a month.
So I left out.
Yeah.
So I'm with her one night and she says, by the way, she slept on a Buddhist and what do you call those? On the floor, a futon.
A Louis Vuitton?
A futon.
Yeah. A Louis Vuitton futon. Yeah.
So she's so in bed.
A butana. That means bitch in Italian.
But 2 o'clock in the morning. Nice. Summer night.
This is what your main chick or your side chick?
No, it's through Nasa.
Nasa. She was becoming the main chick.
Were you sleeping with them both at the same time?
Yeah, you know, it was an accident. Only temporarily.
Oops.
So I'm with her 2 months. So now she says to me, where did you go to school? I said, I went to school in Staten Island. I went to Wagner.
Right.
She said, I went to Wagner. Yes, what year did you graduate? I said, I graduated in 75. She said, I graduated in 72. So, and Marion graduated in 72. So
she's older than you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Eighteen months. So she says, I see, you have your yearbook. Was back then, even though in 72, I was a soccer player. So I was the captain of the soccer team. So my picture will be in the book, in the sports, you know?
Your bitch?
My picture.
Oh, picture. Sorry. They said my bitch would be in the book.
She goes to get the yearbook and there's all dust on it. So my sister went to Wagner. She said, show me your sister's picture. So my nearest name is G. So I show myself. She goes, oh my gosh, I knew her well. She didn't speak much, but she didn't speak English. We just came from Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, she went to school with my aunt.
Right.
Basically.
So I turned the page and the picture was there. Now, in school, I was 14 years old. I want to go back to Sicily. I used to get beat to sleep. I want to go back home.
You used to what? Get beat to sleep?
I want to go back home to Sicily.
Oh. So he wanted to go back home back then.
Grandpa was like,
Yeah.
Go to sleep. So there's this girl in school that looked just like my girlfriend in Sicily. So I used to go. I said, I can't wait to go back to school tomorrow to look at this girl. So I used to follow
her. Was it her?
It was her.
No way.
I didn't know that. Then I didn't know.
Oh, wow. That's
32 years later.
So you found your crush.
She's your soulmate.
You found your crush 30 years later. She's beautiful still.
33 years ago.
Yeah.
So 33 years after. So I, 2 o'clock in the morning, I looked at her. I was like, I was in love with her. So I was laying on the floor, on the Bhutan, futon.
Bhutana.
So I threw a fucking book, knocked the plane off. A lamp over, things went on fire.
He's like, you're the one.
I walked in the backyard. I was like, she comes and said, by 10 minutes, I fell. She goes, what did I do? Did I do something? Crying with tears.
Why?
Who was crying? You or her?
Nasa.
Wait, why? What happened?
I said, I was in love with you 35 years ago. I was in love with you.
Yeah.
So that's how I met her.
I'm going to use that, even if it's a lie. I'm going to look at someone's picture. I'm going to be like, holy shit. I was in love with you.
Yeah, I was in love with
you. Especially now with social media, you can do that.
No, literally.
It was nuts. It was nuts.
And he's been with her ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah. Well, and when you see them, they're so opposite.
Totally.
You know, like you would never see them.
I mean, she invites me over to go to Vegas, San Diego. Honey, come for 2 weeks. You come.
Put the mic closer to you. You know, you don't have to talk that loud if the mic's close to you.
Everything's, you know, stay in a hotel. No, no, you go have fun. Take your medicine. Just don't drink too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, how does she... I want to interview her. Because I don't know how she puts up with you.
Why have you guys got married?
Why? Why? What's marriage? Just a piece of paper.
Were you married before?
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Well, also, if you live with someone for a period of time...
7 years. You're legally married.
You're legally married? You're legally. Isn't it called...
Common law?
Wow.
So I'm married 3 times, right?
Wow. Twice. I'm surprised she didn't get rid of you right before the right before the 7th year. Yeah. Wow.
That's
So Uncle Nino is a married, like, straight edge guy.
I love
you know
that.
What I mean?
I wish you were like...
And he's faithful.
We're at the paper.
Wait, hold up. He's faithful. We were on an appearance once.
Only on Sundays.
We were on an appearance once. Back in the day... When I did my appearances, you know, it was like a movie, baby.
Yeah.
So many fucking bitches waiting for me outside.
I can't imagine.
Uncle Nino, tell her, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm being sarcastic. But no, actually I'm not. But there was this one girl that wasn't there for me. She was there for Nino.
Yeah.
And she was like, Nino, I love... She wasn't even looking at me.
Giovanna.
She was hot.
She was pretty hot for like a...
Delaware.
Was it Delaware? Yeah. And you know, this whole time I'm thinking like I'm with like the fucking Don Juan uncle over here.
Yeah.
And she was like begging to come back and to chill and to talk to him. And he like froze up.
Yeah, she was there with 3 fucking kids. I don't know fucking part of that. The fuck out of here. The fuck out of here.
I'm actually you're supposed to say, I'm talking you up for being loyal right now.
Yeah. Very loyal.
Have you cheated?
Wow. What the fuck is this? What did this just become? Have I cheated? You know what? I'm actually not a cheater. I'm more of like a when we're broken up for a week type of guy. I'll like go do my thing.
Yeah.
Because we're broken up and I think the relationship's over forever.
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm going to ask you a personal question. You know, for both of you. But,
what?
Your coworker?
My friend.
No, we never hooked up. Thank you.
First of all.
Look at me. No.
No. Well, she was a lesbian. No.
I was gay for a while. I'm no longer. Yeah. That sounds bad. Now I'm bisexual.
She's bisexual now.
I'm intersexual.
He's trisexual.
No, intersexual.
He's trisexual. I'll try anything.
Intersexual.
So hold up.
Casual joke when it comes to this.
Lesbian one? Yeah. Because no one cares about lesbians. So go ahead.
A guy comes home from work, finds his wife in the kitchen, instead of crying. She won't shut up. So he smacks her. What the fuck is wrong? She goes, honey, I found out today both of our sons are gay. You know, his daughter turns around. So the father says, what the fuck? Does anybody eat pussy anymore today? His daughter says, daddy, I do, daddy.
Oh, that's
the
funny.
Daughter.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You get it? The daughter. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yo, anyway, to answer your question. No, so like, there was this one.
Oh, so you and I sleeping together. Did you ever hear of a 60-second orgasm?
Did you ever hear of a 60-second orgasm?
No.
You got a minute?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Twist my arm, you know. Let's start.
I wouldn't have cared even if we were. But no, there was a girl that like, so we did like we used to break up like all the time. It was very toxic. And we were broken up for like a couple days. And I was in LA. You were there. And she came in. And she looked and found in the love kit in the hotel room a missing condom.
Oh, no.
And she
counted?
Yeah. And she was like, what happened? And I told her. And I was like, actually happy I was telling her because I wanted the relationship to end so bad. It was so toxic.
Yeah.
And she didn't care because like I told her. It was girls don't like the unknown.
I don't like either.
Hold on. Let me finish my point before you start cracking jokes. So she was more about like her not knowing. And if I would have lied, I mean, all right, I'm not saying that she loved that I did that, but she didn't leave. She was like, just like, there's something in her head. She's like, okay, I know about it. We were broken up. And I'm going to continue to be with you.
That's so funny.
She was just like, I just need you to change your phone number.
That's great. Vinny, it's not just, I mean, I don't know. I guess
I'm not girls. Defending it. No, I'm just saying this is what happened.
I think that's so funny, the idea of like, as long as you tell her, it's okay.
Well, there are some people that are like that have like open relationships where like if they know what's going on, then they're okay with it.
Yeah.
And unless someone, like they don't want someone to keep another girl a secret type of thing.
And then was it open after that?
No, it like lasted like a week after that and we broke up.
Did she pester
and
you?
And I fucking changed my number.
For her?
Oh, yeah.
So she couldn't text you.
No. She was just like, you know, she was always like insecure that I was like cheating and doing the wrong thing. So she didn't like that girls had access to me through my phone. Meanwhile, that's an endless hole to go down. Like, I'm always going to get access through social media or something like that. Right, sure. And again, I did not ever outwardly cheat. It was just the fact that I had the access that she didn't like. And once I did that, I felt like shit because I'm like, fuck, like we didn't break up. Here we are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll change my number for you. I changed my number. Then the next week we were…
Did you dump her?
Literally, I think we got home from LA and I think she was just like, this is not working out. Like she just kind of… She just reached the point.
She broke it off.
Yeah, she kind of broke it off, you know. But
after you change your number, you're like, fuck.
I'm like, I changed my fucking number. Yeah, she probably just was like, I want to fucking discontinue all your hoes and then peace you.
Literally.
And then leave you, you know?
Could you be with a girl with the same amount of attention that you get?
Yeah.
Really?
Every hot girl gets the same amount of attention that I get.
No, but I mean like someone with like 5 million followers type girl.
With social media, every attractive woman, it doesn't even matter about their followers. Yeah. Unless they're private.
She could be alone or… 5 million followers. Or,
yeah. You remember the first time you had sex, right?
I was all by myself.
Yeah. So she could be 6,000 followers and she'll still… So I think that, you know, it's not about the getting the attention. It's like what you do with the attention.
Yeah.
Have you cheated, Uncle Nino?
Me, never. Never on Sundays.
Move the mic closer to you.
Yeah, I almost get laid every night, you know? Really? Almost on Mondays, almost on Tuesday, almost on Wednesday, almost every night. Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, for them cheating wasn't even, you know, it's just like, it, like you fucked so much. It wasn't even a concept.
You mean like Staten Island?
I don't know. Just Staten Island, degenerate. Just, these are fucking, he's
Staten
a degenerate.
Island, Brooklyn, he fuck with.
Yeah.
But you haven't cheated on Nessa.
No.
No,
bro, you're on fucking camera. Say no.
Intentionally, no. Fuck no.
What, did someone slip and fall on your dick?
No. It happens. Shit. It happens.
You're literally on camera. Oh, man.
No, I'm just joking.
So me and Uncle, back to the other side of Nino. He eats healthy because she got him on like a crazy diet.
Yes.
So like he's not allowed to have any sugar.
I lost from… 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I was from 218. I'm 180 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
181, 182. I weigh myself like Kuji. I weigh myself. After
so she kind of like saved your life, right? Because before
more
that…
More or less,
you were running the streets.
Confused. I was confused.
You were confused. Yeah. You've been to jail, right?
I visit a couple of… I spent a couple of weekends…
Go see your friends in there.
Some friends of mine. Yeah.
But I never. Yeah. He was always my uncle that was like crazy and shit. But he's never did like long term prison.
No.
Just like a couple weekends, right? Yeah, you would go visit on the weekends.
Yeah, just to get a little break and then come on.
Yeah.
Recess.
Yeah. No, he went to Rikers once. I remember.
Really?
Yeah. I visited a friend of mine. Yeah.
What's the longest you were on visited jail?
The longest actually was 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
See, a lot of friends.
2 weeks.
And I became…
That's a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Rikers, right?
I kind of took over the joint.
Yeah?
You know,
Well, Rikers is no joke.
No, Rikers is
gangster.
But you also… You look so white that I feel like that helps. You know?
Helps what?
I don't know. Like the gangs.
Well, it depends. If you join the Aryan race… But he probably joined… Linked up with the Italians, right?
I'm international. I just did my 23 and me.
Yeah.
I'm 40% Sicilian. I was married to Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
I was 10% black.
Yeah.
I'm 16% black.
I'm
16% Nigerian.
Wow.
And then,
that's crazy.
5% Sweden or something.
Mm-hmm.
Some Greek.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm all
international. But you probably linked up with the Italians. There were Italians there in jail or no?
A lot of Sicilians.
Yeah. Sicilians. Yeah, Sicilians, because Uncle Nino was born in Sicily.
Yeah.
Sicilians, did the mafia start in Sicily?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
Palermo.
Yeah. What do you think? What's it about Sicilians that make them criminals?
Black.
That make us criminals?
No. Well, it started with protection. We've been protecting people that were like weak and their own stores and properties, so people would shake them down and
in Sicily, though.
In Sicily.
And then they came over here.
And then from Sicily went to Calabria, and then Calabria went to Naples. Uh-huh. And then they came into the States.
Right. But Sicily, that's funny that this small little place kind of started.
Yeah. And,
you can look up, if you can, where did the mafia start? It'll probably say Sicily.
It's still, believe it or not, today, I mean, most of it's like…
Online?
Broken down and
fragmented.
It's a lot less, but
yeah, Sicily.
It's part of the. It's still controlled from Sicily today.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Still today.
Yeah, I hear it's still prominent. Actually,
an old man like with a farm with a couple of goats.
Yeah,
that he says he has the last word of main things that happen.
Yep.
Internationally, it's his call.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's
every gangster movie that you see. It's always the boss is like living on a farm, low key somewhere.
Right. He has a daughter.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
There's like the florist in like the flower shop, you know?
Yeah. He owns a laundromat.
Yes. That's where like the real boss is because he doesn't want to be seen.
Yeah.
You know?
That's who calls who makes the decisions of everything.
Have you been arrested?
The decisions in Vegas are made from Sicily. Anywhere in the world, the last word.
Another thing why I'm not like Nino, I've never been arrested.
I was only arrested for traffic violation, and insured vehicle.
Spend
the license.
This is a good kind of like story, you know, because you kind of have like a good redemption. Because Uncle Nino, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, you were the crazy uncle that, like, you know, don't leave your kids around type shit. That's not because he was going to like molest them, but like he would probably like be doing lines or something in front of them.
Yeah.
So you don't do drugs anymore.
I stopped. It was the worst 20 minutes of my life. I stopped for 20 minutes.
Okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that. And it's online and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp, you know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
It would be funny if you can understand that.
I'm drug-free.
I know, it's like I'm delayed. I'm like...
Wait, so...
I'm drug-free now. I get it for nothing. What the fuck? But I went to the doctor. The doctor told me I got to stop doing drugs, having sex, stop drinking. You know what I did? I switched fucking doctors. What the fuck?
That's good. That was the joke that got Lil Wayne.
And the 10%. The
10%. So you were doing that, and then now you don't do that anymore, which is good. Like now, like everyone loves Uncle Nino, but at a time, you know, when you're doing drugs and like shit like that, like it's like person dealing with addiction and shit.
Yeah.
It's like hard to be around that type of person. But now Uncle Nino's cool. He's chill. He just drinks wine.
I was out. You couldn't find me back then. I was all over.
Out to lunch.
Yeah.
Lunch,
yeah.
Then
I was just out.
Yeah. Your mic. Gotta get a
bit
closer. So you used to do drugs. Did you go to, how did you stop? Did you go to rehab or something
drugs,
or no?
Heroin?
No. I didn't smoke pot because pot makes me paranoid.
Uh huh.
A little cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever you can kind of... But like pills or no? You never wanted to be down. You were a wild boy.
Yeah.
Back then, you know, in the stairs.
But coke was like everywhere back then, coke, right? You're talking about the 70s, Studio 54? They used to serve it with the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
In the bathroom, you could buy it in the bathroom. You could...
Buy it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You could still do that.
Any pill.
That's true.
You're acting so amazing.
She's like, I know. I'm a model in New York.
And it's crazy. You've never done drugs.
No, I've never done drugs.
Neither have I, actually.
I've only smoked a little weed. And I've taken a little bit of Xanax on a plane.
And then you didn't like either.
Well, I never took enough Xanax to even know what the fuck it does. I take like a tiny little piece.
Just to unwind, right?
Well, just because I thought like it was going to do something for me. But I don't know. But I did that like twice.
But on the show, they were always offering you drugs, right?
My show?
Yeah.
No, you can't bring drugs on the show. Mike used to smuggle drugs in because he was addicted to pills. But no, there wasn't like, we used to be like, hey, you guys want to do drugs? Like on camera. Nino was definitely running the streets.
Back then.
You know? How'd you stop? Did you find Jesus or something?
No, I found myself.
Obviously not, because you're still a degenerate.
I found myself.
No, because it's hard for people to just start, to drink.
Cold turkey.
No, he drinks, but like to drink without doing that shit. Right. Usually like one thing, drinking is the gateway to everything
they
else.
They drink, they have a beer, and they have to do cocaine after this. I love my wine.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with my wine.
So did you hit rock bottom or something? What made you stop?
No.
Had a stroke too.
I went had a stroke in 2008.
Yeah. That was probably like the breaking point.
Yeah, for me, yes. That's the one that didn't give me the stroke, didn't cause the stroke.
Right.
Yeah, but
I'm saying you wanted to get healthier.
That's when I stopped everything.
Yeah. Uncle Nino walks with his cane, by the way. Another fun fact. He had a stroke.
Yeah.
Serious stroke.
Yeah. Very serious.
You probably couldn't even move part of your body.
The whole right side was paralyzed.
Yeah. I thought it was the whole left side.
No.
Uncle Nino lost the whole left side of his body during his stroke, but now he's all right.
He's all right.
Look at you, just as corny.
Funny fact, I don't know if you can pull up audio art or no, but we don't have to do it, but maybe if you can find it, great. But Lil Wayne, after he came to the show, right? Uncle Nino tells him that joke. He says, I lost the whole left side of my body. Now I'm all right. Right?
A week later.
It's
a couple
song.
Weeks later,
he calls me.
Lil Wayne puts it in his mixtape, Dedication 5. And he, not that that part. I was going to talk about when he, Lil Wayne, it was the remix to that song, I Don't Like, by Chief Keef, I think. That's the shit I don't
yeah,
like.
Smack that bitch.
Yeah.
And that shit's so, all right.
So he was like, he said he gives Uncle Nino's punchline. You don't have to look it up. It's fine. He gives Uncle Nino's punchline in the song.
That's crazy.
Lil Wayne, the goat. And he didn't even know who he was. He like, you know, I'd explain to him.
I saw John Wayne. John Wayne. What are you doing, John Wayne?
He's called him John Wayne. John Wayne. He's called Lil Wayne John Wayne. Uses an Uncle Nino bar. In his, like, do you know, like, my dream is to just be mentioned in a rap song.
You haven't been?
No. Because I'm Vinny. I'm corny. I'm not like part of the zeitgeist like that. Like, if you know who I am, you know. But, like, Paulie D has been mentioned and shit. Yeah, let's try to listen to it.
The song?
Yeah. I don't know what part it comes, but let's see. Oh, I don't know. Can we hear it or no? Oh, because it has to be audio from the TV. Oh, there we go.
Oh my God, Nino! Yeah. That's
so.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
He's more successful than you. Like.
Literally.
That's crazy.
That's like a huge.
You love that
huge accomplishment.
Speed up where I thought he was like.
I want to be.
But that's the energy thing. It's because he didn't know who he was. It's probably
yes.
You know?
Celebrities like when you don't know who they are.
It's like how I didn't know who you are.
Right, and I was like, oh my God, I love you.
Exactly.
You're so like, wait, do you want to know? So that was dope. All right, so yeah, I'm glad that you got better and now you know you're still crazy as fuck.
Wait,
but
did that give you like did you get close to God with that experience?
No, God's always been there. Okay. I was an altar boy when I was a kid in Sicily.
Yeah.
Whose is that?
My man.
Shut the fucking phone off.
What the fuck do I
know? Are you fucking kidding me? Put it on mute. Yeah. His keeper is texting him.
My door
keeper.
Just
a confirm. What the fuck?
Here, you want me to do it for you?
Yeah, close the
fucking
door.
Yeah, put the mic closer to you now.
Sorry.
Anyway, you were an altar boy. That's where you lost your virginity?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Father, what was it?
Father Nelson. I wasn't an altar boy, but we grew up Catholic. I was a lector. I used to read in church because I was always.
Oh, you're a performance.
Yes, because like that's what got me started in comedy.
Yeah.
I was always, I don't know if you ever saw me, but you were probably out to lunch, but I used to go read on the big. At the big masses on Sunday. Whenever they had a big mass, because most of the kids used to go up there and be like, a reading from the book of Mark, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I was like,
you would do
a
voices.
Reading from the book of Job. Job came to God and said,
yeah.
Will you kill my daughter?
Yeah. That's so cute.
Very holy. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
Wait, so, what's a big mass? Like, how many people?
I don't know, a couple hundred? 500?
500.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to do Christmas Mass, Christmas Eve. What was the big one? Christmas Eve?
Christmas
no.
Eve. But yeah, Christmas Eve. Yeah.
What was one that happened at midnight? No, that's Easter, right? Or something. Was it the midnight Mass?
Midnight's Easter.
Midnight Mass used to be like, did you grow up in Catholic school or no?
I grew up in Christian school.
Okay, what's the difference?
We don't have like priests and
so
stuff.
There's no Christ. He's off the cross.
That's Catholic or Christian?
Christian.
Christians know Jesus, but isn't it
after
he comes back to life?
Right, the second.
So he's off the cross because he came back. He's like, yo,
I'm back.
Yo, I don't need to be on that cross no more.
And he's coming back. He's coming back again.
He's coming back soon. Okay,
soon.
Cool.
I'll let you know when.
No, but midnight mass was a flex.
Uh-huh.
That's like, cause like you like stayed up late and it was like a cool mass to go to.
That's crazy.
Church is packed. Plus there's people standing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was sick. Do you still go to church or no?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
I still go.
No, I don't go.
I went to school. My grandmother goes.
I went to Spare Sunday, Easter. I mean, for Christmas.
Yeah. You what?
I went to school to be a pastor.
To be a pastor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Women can be pastors?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've never seen a woman pastor.
Not priests.
Oh, actually, I have. I see like, no, I see like porn stars becoming pastors now.
Well, you can't do that.
No, they do.
I mean, okay, they can, but.
Yeah. They're like, all is forgiven.
All is right.
I used to give myself to the dicks every single week.
But now I'm pure.
But now I found the Lord and Jesus loves
me. Jesus forgive me.
No other men do. So Jesus is my daddy. That's what they say.
Literally, fatherless behavior.
Yeah.
But I dropped out.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. You were going to be a pastor. But you could still like have a family and stuff? Because
of course, you can get married.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Where we're from, the priests can't do that. That's why they start to go with boys. Because they're like, are locked up. Their sexuality is locked up. So they have
for sure.
You know.
I mean, imagine deciding to become
a priest. The apostles were all married. Peter was married. Tom, they were all married.
Who? The apostles, were they?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know what meant that.
Like those priests get married, man.
Let them get some ass.
Let them get pussy.
You would be a horrible priest.
What kind of meat does a priest eat?
None. I was just going to say that.
None.
Wait, are they also vegetarian?
Not only did we, we're Catholic, but again, part of Nino's like spirituality, I used to go meditate with him and his wife.
Right. That place I told you about in Port Richmond.
I used to meditate with Uncle Nino and Sri Lankan monks.
Yes.
We used to go to a place in Staten Island in the ghetto.
Yes.
There's a temple there and we would meditate with his and we would chant.
Yeah, you enjoyed it. You came
I did. I did like it because I liked being around the energy of the monks. Like there's monks on Staten Island.
Yes.
And NASA obviously got you into that, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And there's like a 90-year-old guy that's like sitting there. He's been in the same position for like 40 years. I don't even know if he eats.
In the ghetto of Staten Island.
In the hood, there's monks. There's like mice running around.
He's a broke monk.
Yeah, he's a broke monk. But no, it's like mad welcoming. They let anybody come there and meditate.
Do you
and
get
shit.
Worried about what you're chanting to?
Nah, I didn't really chant. Like they chanted, but like it was more about just like being in a room with everyone meditating at the same time.
You go into your own world, your own self, you know?
Yeah. Or no, the no self.
No self.
Because
the lack of self.
Yeah, because like we're too wrapped up in our self and our ego.
Yeah.
And like when you meditate, you want to like look at yourself.
Yeah.
And you be you, which is just consciousness.
Did you get to that space?
Yeah. I mean, but I don't think you have to meditate to get to that space. I think you could do it sitting here right now. Like if I'm aware of the running voice in my head, that's me objectively looking at myself or my ego or the brain.
Yeah.
It's called being mindful, you know? Mm-hmm. And like too many people are actually the voice in their head. They're walking around consumed with that.
Got it. Yeah.
You're living through the voice in your head. But if you ever just like sat back and like listened to the voice in your head, now you're observing it. And the person observing the voice is actually who you really are.
Okay,
the voice isn't who you are. The person observing it is who you are. Because the voice is always going to live in the past and the future. And the voice is going to be, you know, always feel threatened and in victim mode and selfish and fuck you and this and that.
You can step out of yourself and…
If you step back and listen, it's just conscious. It's just the present moment. So that's what we did when we meditated. See, Uncle Nino knows about this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Meta?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I want to meet NASA.
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 Yeah. NASA's cool. NASA's cool.
What's her race?
She's…
German. I don't know.
No, she's Russian.
Because I call her a Nazi.
Polish and Russian. And I call her a Nazi.
Uh-huh.
Because she's always like… When he's like eating sugar, she's like… Hi, don't drink.
Does she have an accent, a German accent?
No.
Don't eat that cookie.
Daddy, stop.
No. She's Staten Island, born and raised in Staten Island. Very soft spoken, you know?
Yeah.
She's a saint. A real saint.
Saint Bernard, yeah. Bless you. When I have a girlfriend, when I sneeze, I want her to be like, oh my God, daddy, are you okay? Did you see that meme?
For you.
Did you see that meme?
Yeah,
will you? She doesn't.
She's still 200.
We have different types. Do you have a type or no? My you like type, ass or boobs?
I like both. Yeah.
If you had to pick one, what gets you? Every guy has one that gets them going more.
I like the big cheeks. I like nipples. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said areola.
Yeah. Nah, I like ass.
I know.
I have a theory. I think that if a guy has, if a guy doesn't like ass, if he likes a girl with a flatty, I think he has a small dick. Because I think that he doesn't know what to do with all that ass. Oh, yeah. Every guy that likes you has a small dick. Come on. You know I have empirical evidence of this.
I'm going to get really thick and then I'm going to be like, Vinny, never.
But you're curvy, though. Even though like you don't have like a massive ass, like you still…
Okay, let's stop looking at me.
You know what I'm saying? Can you twerk right now? Or you want to see what you
have? No, I actually lost weight because I've been sick.
Yeah, but don't go there yet.
Don't go where?
He said play the
long
game.
To Twerkville? Nah.
We won't have sex. He's not my type.
I'm literally not her type. She likes ugly guys.
With no money. The other guy?
Yeah, she wants Kush, yo.
Kush had no interest in me, which made me want him more, you know?
Nah, Kush has interest in you. He was being professional. He's being a gentleman.
Oh, yeah. He was like…
Kush is weird. I think he's weird.
Nah. He's fucking weird. Kush is the man. So…
No, but I love Vinny's type.
Oh, my type. Yeah. I like slim, thick.
No, he'll just send me…
You know what slim, thick?
Yeah,
curvy. Yeah.
But guys are more visual. Like, I'm all about right. Guys.
No. And that's artificial. I like natural.
Yeah.
Guys are more visual for sure.
Women are more auditory. Like, if you're
You want to listen?
No, just how we are… Think about all the things you've said to girls and how they've been like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like, wow, yeah. I didn't really see that for you.
That doesn't work when I say it. Really? I'm usually like, hello, are you still there? Can you answer me?
I really think you play if I get this, like, I get rejected thing more.
No, I do. Yeah. I mean, I get
there's
like…
There's no way.
I'm not highlighting the ones that are successful. That's why you just hear about the rejected ones.
Of course.
But there definitely are… And it's not like rejected as if like I did anything wrong. It's just like… I was just never their type to begin with. But it's like, damn, like I want to talk to you, but I can't. So it's not like rejection of like, they're like literally telling me like, you're whack. It's just like, I'll slide in the DM or something and then nothing will happen. That's it. You know?
Is there a usual type that they have that like…
Yeah, NFL players.
Really?
Me and NFL athletes have the same type. Slim, thick… aesthetic, like jiggly ass girls that like are also into fitness. And I don't blame them too. Like NFL like athletes and shit, like that's like a cool athlete to be with because they're like humble. There's only like 3 or 4 NFL players that everybody knows. The rest of them are like kind of humble. They're like professional athletes.
I feel like they cheat less.
They probably cheat less. Yeah. They're part of a team. So they're like…
Most of them.
What? They're all part of a team. You're not in the NFL if you're not part of a team. No. I'm just saying, like, when you're in sports your whole life…
About cheating and stuff.
Oh, cheating. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure a ton of them cheat. But if you were going to pick an athlete, I would say, like, a hockey player or an NFL player.
Hockey players are hot.
Yeah, and they're not famous.
Yeah. Oh, so I would love that.
Yeah, you want an athlete that's not famous.
Yeah.
That's like, if I was a girl, I'd be sucking all that hockey dick.
No, but you don't want to suck all that dick. You want the one dick that wants to give you a ring.
Yeah, I meant like suck that hockey player's dick.
Oh,
like
that
all his
one.
Dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, I'm a monogamous girl.
Yeah, you are a monogamous.
Yeah, woman. I want one dick. I'm a one dick.
One dick for
one
life.
One dick gal. But yeah, hockey players, NFL players. So yeah, so I have thick. Then there's me. I'm fucking 5'9", 5'8", with the right shoes on. And it's like, how am I going to compete with that?
You're attractive.
Thank you. Even though… NBA players, I'm not really intimidated by them because they're so skinny, tall and skinny. Like when they walk in the room, it's like there's like a tree.
I don't
it's like
find
uncomfortable.
Them
yeah.
No offense.
It's like their arms are too long, but like NFL, they could be hot.
Like, no, but like those NBA players like LeBron, who he's just massive. It's like toss me in the corner. You know what I mean?
He's cool because he has some like meat on
That's
him.
What I'm saying. He's like meat. He's just like, you could beat me up.
Yeah.
But in general, like baseball. You
want an NBA player that can assault you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want one that like
that. I can push him over.
Blow and like he'll tip over.
Yeah. Like he, his metabolism.
Like when in Bayou, whatever.
I used to be in love with the mixed one.
Who?
You know what I'm talking about.
On the net, Knicks?
No.
The mixed one. Which one?
The main. They're all mixed. Guy. No.
With the tattoos.
Oh, shut up. The NBA player with the tattoos.
No. The crazy
one. Oh, that solves it.
Kids.
With the
Carmelo? Carmelo Anthony?
No.
He's an NBA player.
Does he have kids?
Yeah.
What team is he on? Does he still play?
I think, you know who I'm talking about. He has the wife who's pretty. Aisha Curry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steph is dope.
I know his wife.
Steph is dope. Steph is dope for sure. I wonder if he cheats. Because he's like a megastar.
Yeah.
The problem is once you become like, but he's also religious. So the religion thing can kind of keep you. That's why religion is good because it gives you like a set of.
You need it to, if you're
a set
God.
Of morals to live by.
Centered.
Yeah.
It can't just be about her. It has to be about God.
Yeah.
That's why Muslim men don't be cheating.
They don't?
No.
But also, can't they have like multiple wives?
Yeah, but if they don't decide to have that life, they're very like, dude. I was with this one guy. Yeah. He wouldn't even touch my hand.
Oh shit!
And he was staying in my apartment.
That's dope.
I had to like fully clothe myself.
But when he dies,
like,
does he get
now I'm turned on.
17 virgins?
I don't know. But you know that doesn't exist.
Well, I'm saying.
Kidding. I don't know.
I'm
I don't
saying,
know
do
the
they believe? You know, is that what? That's weird thing to like look forward to.
That's If my husband was looking forward to that.
17 girls that like, is it 17 or is it 13? I don't know. But like that's a bunch of virgins that like don't know how to have sex.
Do you think that you're going to marry a
21-year-old? I want like 17 porn stars waiting for me.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to eat my ass.
Yeah. Are you going to marry a 21-year-old when you're like 50?
No. That's why I'm hoping to be married. Everyone does make jokes about me and like, oh, you're so old. I'm 36. Like, even if I found a wife by the time I'm 38, that's still like your 30s. That's not like that crazy.
You're gonna be fine.
Yeah, in 2 years.
After this podcast comes out too, the wife's gonna come.
72? Oh shit, you got 72 virgins.
And wait, what is that? In heaven?
Yeah, in heaven.
Waiting?
Yeah, waiting for you, you know? Which is like, again, give me 72 sluts. sounds like a night at the club for me.
Drowning ass and
yeah,
dark
72 fucking, you know.
When's the last time you hooked up with a girl with pink areolas?
Like a white girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Recently.
Really?
Yeah, I like white
That's
girls.
That's why you got tested recently.
I like oh God.
I'm kidding.
I like anything with an ass. I don't care what ethnicity it is. I like a pog. You know what a pog is?
No.
You know what a pog? Fat ass white girl. P-H-A-T.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But also, you know, anything that has a jiggly ass is cool.
Some boys have jiggly ass.
Off, you know? If the ass is fat enough, Saucy Santana, what up?
Yeah, it's always weird when you have a guy who has a bigger butt than you. I've gone on those dates.
Do you like a guy that's caked up?
No.
Mm.
I don't like a guy who's like skinny. But
you don't like a guy that's skinny.
No, he used to be like.
You liked Kuz, though. You liked Kuz. How come?
No, Kuz had swagger. Kuz had
swag. She liked that, like, he didn't care.
I like when guys don't care about my existence.
Yeah. Why aren't you, like, obsessed with me?
No, yeah, exactly. It's not like if he maintained that for a while, then I'd be like, okay, fuck you.
Yeah.
But that, like, off the bat, just shake my hand and just, like, not look at me.
Yeah. He's like, get out of here, you fucking whore.
Right, you fucking.
You fucking broad.
Staten Island, you want some tits? I'll buy some tits for you, buddy. You know?
Yeah.
He probably likes blondes. He gives that vibe.
I don't know. What was I saying? Well, lastly, I guess we'll talk about our meme that we said when we started this podcast that I just posted. Oh, no, the one that, because you said I've been doing good with the memes.
Oh, his memes
the
are close great. I just friends. Wish you made them.
I know.
Can we start?
I'm not taking credit.
No, I know, but I just wish that it was you.
Yeah.
Because you're smart enough.
I like relate to them so much. Like, I want to give these meme people a hug. I'm like, they're like my long lost.
I know.
It's like Uncle Nino when he found NASA.
Yeah.
They're like my long lost loves. I'm like, how are you have the same mind as me? But the one was like, it said, if you don't email me after we block each other on everything, then you're not the one for me.
Yeah.
Because I definitely do that. I block you and then I go and I email you.
You've been that in love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I block you on everything and then I have to email you. Or no, you they block me on everything and then I email.
Why do they block you? Is it because you fucked their mom?
No, they block me. Uncle Nino fucks their mom. They block me because I usually like we just get to a place
just
where.
Just a joke. The camera.
We get to a place where the relationship was like serious.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, it's a joke. The relationship was serious. And then like we kind of mutually end it. And then they get upset. They're like, I never want to see you again. Never want to talk to you again. Not because I did anything wrong. Just because they're like, I think, well, I don't know. You tell me. Why do girls block? Because like I'm saying I don't do anything wrong. I don't cheat or anything. You know what I mean?
You probably just don't seem like you're choosing them for reals.
Yeah.
You know
what
but I mean?
But why block though? I don't get it.
Because they, because you.
Why do you go right to the block?
I delete all the messages unless I have something encrypting that like later on I can use against them.
Are you not that emotionally strong that like you can't survive with like these messages in your phone?
Just don't look at them. I just like to erase them.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like. They're like erasing you from.
Yeah.
From history.
Block, don't know anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
we email.
And then she emails.
Uncle Nino's a pussy. When we talk about sex, he freezes up.
I know, I love it. He's a good guy.
He's a saint. He's a fucking Saint Bernard.
Now, if I start talking about race relations, he'd be all in.
Oh, race relations. We're going to end it there. Anyway, great episode. Uncle Nino, thanks for coming. I'm glad people got to see a different side of you.
Okay, my pleasure.
I'm nothing like him, okay? I don't do drugs. I work out. I'm into my health and fitness. He's not. And he's married.
But you're sick. You're sick a lot. Why are you sick? You're sick?
Like physically?
Yeah.
Like a cold and shit? Yeah. Oh, there's always something wrong with me. It's the name of this show. There's never anything. That's what I'm saying. We're not alike. I'm not saying you're bad, but people always say like you're just like Uncle Nino. Are you going to be like Uncle Nino? I'm like, no, we're not. I'm not going to be. That would mean I'm actually going to be better. I'm going to be married.
Yeah.
Because he's married.
That's right. Be a good thing.
You're going to be married, Vinny.
Cool.
If not to anyone, to me.
Yes. We'll have a pact that we'll get married by the time I'm 38.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully the pod's doing really well.
I'll be the pastor.
He'll be the pastor.
Oh my God, I love that.
He'll be the pastor. All right. And feel better, Sienna.
Thank you.
She's sick.
Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, of course. Come back anytime. Well, not anytime. But all right. Peace. Thank you.
Out.